Blog Talk Radio.
This program is rated adults only. It contains violence that may disturb some people.
Bing, 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 bing.
You do drugs or drink, you're going to die. And I'm sorry if that's cold, but God gave you a brain.
You are a blabbermouth!
You would have assumed that's what it was because of all the stories about Aaron.
A blabbermouth! You! Blabbermouth! Out!
I jumped the gun, and I should have known better. If I was a liberal Hollywood person, I'd have gotten a complete pass. But because I'm a conservative and I'm a pro-Trump guy, they don't let anything slide with me.
Ow!
I should die instead of her? Really? I mean, I jumped the gun. Okay.
Let her out!
Am I a horrible human being?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell.
Oh, holy!
My God!
Grenache.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh! Ah! Oh.
My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
Giddy up.
We'll be right back.
Tom theme.
Brought to you by... Hey, you know, whoever thought hosting a podcast would be so hard, man? God! Anyway, good evening and welcome to Friday Night Possum, the Breakfast of Champions. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Great programs such as Possum Hour, 10 o'clock Mondays, Be There, Be Square. It's a beloved American tradition. They also like it in Canada. Well, Canada's America. We're all Americans. Well, I guess not. They'd rather be Canadians for now. Having a trade war with you Canucks. Shaking my fist. You and your soft wood. And during the week, it's cooperative time with your pal of mine, MJ Grimm, ripping the drugs, pop culture, and the zeitgeist of the day, or something like that. Man, but he means business. I know. Am I breaking up? Okay, am I good now? That was weird, man. I think we hit, like, some subspace interference. All right. Tonight's sponsor is Pig Nose Scotch. If you can find a 5-year-old blended scotch at a better price, buy it. No, I don't know. I hope I'm not breaking up. I'm breaking up again.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
You Gumby.
Hi, Gumby. Man.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You were breaking up a little bit there, but then it got better, then it happened again. So let's see what happens.
Well, because I was the background music was sounding all fakakta.
Oh, okay.
So that sounded breaking an up-y thing to me, too, there. But anyway, like I say, who knew hosting a podcast would be so hard?
You're jumping the gun. what a dick. First of all, he makes it seem like it would be okay if she had, his comment would have been okay if she had died of, if she had OD. You know, it still is wrong. What a snapperhead.
You're, the snapperhead?
He's a fucking snapperhead.
I haven't heard that one in a long time. Put that in the chat. Snapperhead.
There you go,
bub. You can't get over this Chachi thing, man. I know, man.
Oh, God. Like, he just pisses me the fuck off.
Did you have a crush on Joni or something, man? What's the deal, man?
He's such a dick.
Chachi's a dick.
Right. Yes, he's a dick.
All right. We've established that.
I'm trying to hunt down his cousin.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Jimmy Bayo.
Just to find out whether they hate each other or not, you know, or you get him on the show.
Yeah, Jimmy was a pretty decent actor, actually. Good actor.
Yeah.
I never thought...
It was a good show.
I never thought Chachi had any talent at all.
No.
I thought his popularity was... Well, you know, like one of those things when somebody really obnoxious and untalented gets really famous. One of those kind of phenomenons.
Yep.
All righty. Do you have a plug, sir?
You know what I do?
I thought you might. Hit it.
Okay. Tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock, Eminence Front Radio is taking you to 1967. It's the 50-50 show. April of 1967. At 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, 4:30 is Possum Blues. It streams live on www.wriu.org. And it is the Spring of Love.
The Spring of Love, baby.
Spring of Love.
Woo!
Don't
love
jump
it.
The gun.
Cool, man.
Stay there. 3 o'clock.
67, man.
Uh-huh.
That was, of course, the year that I turned six. No, I turned seven in 67. And a couple other things happened, but mainly I turned seven in 67. It's pretty cool.
A few other things happened.
LBJ was there. All right. Tune in to WRIU.org.
.org. It'll be all Possum Undercover, kids. There you go.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
baby.
Yeah. All righty. Should I tell my hilarious anecdote to open the show?
Yeah, why not? That's good.
I hope the sound's okay, because...
You sound good to
me.
Well,
I may have mentioned in the past that my bedroom is a tomb. You go in there and you fucking go to sleep. It's just, wow. It's great. It's like the best sleep chamber.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I also mentioned that last Saturday, I was out at a gig till 3:30 in the morning in Cincinnati, 2 hours away. I had to drive home. Didn't get home.
Yeah.
Didn't get in till 5:30 a.m.
Ooh.
And a man of my advancing years, a little rough on the system, you know, and you kind of takes you a little while to catch up.
Okay.
So, moving right along, we had a marvelous show Monday night, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a couple of beers afterward and went to bed about 2 o'clock. Not outrageous, would you say?
No, not at all. Not for me, anyway.
All right. So, every night at 4 a.m., like clockwork, my buddy Ted gets up, and I got to take him out to pee, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's cool, because 4 o'clock's when the Man from U.N.C.L.E. comes on, so I catch Man from U.N.C.L.E. Well, this particular night, Monday night, Tuesday morning, I let Ted out, and it was a little chilly. I didn't want the furnace to kick on, so I closed the door. Went, sat down, and started watching Man from U.N.C.L.E. It was that one with Martin Balsam, where he says Jim Crackery, which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
So I must have watched for 20 minutes, because they were well into the shenanigans. Next thing I know, there's a rap on my bedroom window.
Yeah.
I open my eyes and there's a policeman looking in at me.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, Lord. I put my hands up in the air. I'm like, whoa.
On fire.
Don't shoot.
Chet's next door.
Just don't shoot. So... I get out of bed. I go to the front door, and I hear Ted out back barking. I go, oh, good, Ted's out back. I can open the door. He won't attack the cop, and the cop won't shoot him. I open the door. He goes, hey, your neighbor called. Your dog's been barking since 4:30. Wondered if you were okay. There's like three cop cars and a fucking Gage and DeSoto out there by the EMT with the gurney ready for me. Hey, old man, unresponsive, dog barking. One Adam 12. So anyway, oh, I almost had a fucking heart attack when I seen the goddamn cop in a fucking window.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't see that every day. So,
I said, I really apologize. I'm a little off schedule here, man. It was embarrassing, man. I was embarrassed the whole morning. Like, there's no way I'm going to repeat this story. And it's like, the more I thought about it, it's fucking hilarious, man. You know. So I'm going to wait till the police blotter comes out in the local paper, I'll scan it and you can all read the.
Any of the neighbors ask if you're all right?
Well, it was the guy two doors down must have called. He was with them, you know. He looked all concerned. I think he was genuinely concerned, you know.
Yeah.
But, and he wanted Ted to shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
You know, Ted. I mean, when he ain't gonna stop barking. Maggie C will bear me out on this. When Ted gets on a barking binge, it just goes and goes and goes. So anyway, total extreme dog, man. He almost got me busted, man. Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Oh, that's great.
only in my life does this shit happen. I think. I don't know, man. All right. Oh, I got something cool to blow up, man.
Ah, good.
I think this is the longest song longest top 10 song title, maybe. I'm not sure if this was a number one, but it holds some sort of distinguishing achievement like that. I don't believe we've ever blown up B.J. Thomas before.
Oh.
But who goes around calling himself Ooh. B.J. these days? I mean, come on. B.J. Honeycutt, B.J. Thomas. Dude, blowjob?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You want blowjob
well,
for
your
name? Blowjob?
You're a fucking
what's B.J.?
Cut,
dude, what's a B.J.? It's a blowjob.
My cousin.
It's oral sex.
Named their kid. They're calling their little kid B.J.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, when the kid got it old enough, he changed it to Willie. He says, call me Willie. I'm a BJ. Fuck you, Paris. I'm Willie, god damn it.
That's better, I guess. That's a good one. Yeah, my mother-in-law was like, looked at my younger son and said, oh, we're going to call him BJ. I'm like, oh no,
see.
We're not. All right, let's get
him. They wanted to call me BJ. My father put an end to that. He didn't want pajamas, let alone BJ. PJ.
All right.
Throw it up here called PJ. Fuck that.
Here's Willie Thomas.
Hello.
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 It's lonely out tonight.
Shit!
And the feeling just got right for a brand new love song.
God damn it!
Somebody done somebody wrong song.
Suck my cock!
Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song?
Pull the string
and make me feel at home while I miss my baby. While I miss my baby.
Fucking, 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 fuc
motherfucker. Shut the fuck up, then.
Shit, fucking fuck. Fuck you in the ass.
In the ass.
Fucking dipshit.
I was going to go on for another 15, 20 seconds. Get out of here. It was great. We gave you a double. Now go. You know what I'm saying?
Go away. I hear you.
Trying to keep it moving. Keep it moving.
What's the whole idea of the fade away? It sounds like the band's backing away or something. Backing away from the mic. I never really got that.
Yeah.
End it. Just end it.
I like the way the Beatles are. You know. I sometimes they fade out though, fuckers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's say their names because we like these people and they were so kind to show up. Apple Cheeks Alice for one.
Sweet Alice.
Hey, get out of here, man. Good to have you. Man, it's always
sweet.
It always feel more like the lounge when she's there, though. You know.
Yes, there you go. The lounge smells like granny apples whenever she's there. That's what you smell
like? Yeah. A little cinnamon, maybe, too. Sticks of cinnamon. You know, getting 4USA's talking about April Dancer, Girl from Uncle.
Yep.
I saw the pilot last weekend on The Man from Uncle.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You know who was her sidekick?
Who?
Norman Fell!
Are you kidding?
Boy, did they drop the ball not signing him to the series. It would have gone on for years. Instead, it was one and out. He was April Dancer and whatever that guy. He had the same name as Noel Coward. Anyway, not Noel Coward, Noel Harrison. Anyway, Apple Cheeks, thank you for coming. Dr. Cake is here. She's going to have to rush off to her oily game soon.
Yep.
But that's okay, because it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. We've been blessed by her cakeage. I love cake.
We all love cake. Pastas love cake.
I'd punch somebody in the head for some cake right about now.
I know you would.
And there's Getting for USA.
Where are you at?
I don't think it was Stephanie Powers in the pilot.
I don't think it was.
Maybe it was. I can't remember.
I know there were two April Dancers. And I don't think Powers.
Okay, well, maybe there was a different one in the show. The one on the show. But, man, Norman Fell. How cool would that have been? Jeez. Love him. I need some music, Maestro. Okay. The aforementioned Getting for USA is here.
For USA.
Welcome, sir. And guest 2003.
Yeah, nice.
Zoo. Welcome. Appreciate your presence here in the Possum Lounge. Yeah, we were big Man from Uncle fans in our house. And
I guess I'm wrong. Stephanie Powers looks like was the only April Dancer.
Okay, so she was in that pilot?
Yeah, I guess so.
If Fort Prefect would have been here, we would have known this 10 minutes ago.
That's sports shit right there.
He knows Man from Uncle, boy. It was a little late at night, but Norman Fell, come on. Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And the villain.
There she is.
Mother Muffin. Mother Muffin.
Was that the one with Boris Karloff? In drag?
Yes. Boris Karloff dressed in drag.
Now that,
Mother Muffin.
That's a bygone era television there, bub.
You
tell you what.
That right. I love it.
I skipped G.T. Trenton for some reason. I don't know why I did that, man.
G.T. Trenton.
G.T., what the fuck, dude? Good to have you with us, my friend.
Yeah. G.T. Trenton's here.
He's our own Mother Muffin over there.
He is. He's a Mother Muffin.
He loves the yodels and he loves the polkas. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for coming, sir. There's Maggie C is here. First in love.
Maggie C.
First in peace. Second in the Possum Lounge tonight, but that's cool.
Yes.
Right. Points for showing
sure
up.
Is. Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, everybody, don't forget to pick up your participation trophy on the way out. So everybody gets a trophy tonight.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Maggie C.
And here's Possum
Pine.
Bob.
Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Got to take it easy tonight, though. We got real beer.
Woo-hoo.
They put hams on sale. I've never drank this swill before. Hams, two M's.
Hams, yep.
Yeah, they had these really cheap 30-packs. I'm like, I don't know, man, invest in a whole 30-pack? What if it really sucks, you know?
So
I bought a
six,
and I went, I could suck down 30 of those maybe over the weekend. Are we men? Are we not men? Or are we Devo?
We're Devo.
Might be Devo. Well, speaking of which, there's Professor R.J. Gumby, our good friend. That would be you. Congratulations on your continued successful sobriety, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
18?
It
in hell. 18.
18. 18 years sober, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That's so cool, man. You know.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I know what you're. I mean, I don't. And I never quit drinking. Well, I do every night. I quit, but when I go to bed. But you know, I quit the cigarettes there over 5 years ago, and it's not easy to break an addiction.
Oh, no, no, it's not. Good
and you never really
do
break an addiction.
Yeah.
You don't really break that addiction because it's still there, man. For
always
me,
with you. Always with you.
I'm one puff away from.
Smoking dog packs. Packs at a time. All my best buddies. Them 20 little guys there, all neatly packed in that pack there.
Shit.
I loved them. Loved each and every one of them.
I mean, I used to get my fucking money's worth, Dad. You check my ashtray, and them fuckers would be down on a filter, you know? I smoked every inch of them bastards.
No more.
Jesus, what a nasty habit. All right. Well, congratulations again, sir.
Thank you.
You're a beacon. A shining
beacon.
Example.
There you go. Beacon. Shining example beacon. I'm
you
Canadian
should tour
beacon.
High schools.
Canadian
and
beacon.
Peek in the... Tour high schools and peek in the girls' locker room. And then you too could be president. All righty, there he is. The Derek. From the Derek and Kay Show.
All right.
Hey, Derek from the Derek and Kay Show. They have a fine blog talk radio show. I bet you he didn't realize it was so hard. He didn't realize it was so hard.
Yeah.
Once you get here, you're like, wow.
Do you guys go golfing? Life.
Every
you
week, only
golf,
every
you
weekend.
You got to golf? All right, there you go.
Yeah. But they have a great show Sundays, usually Sundays at 7.
Yep.
And we look forward to
fun
hearing
time.
From them. Ladies and gentlemen, there they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
I
Good stuff. All right.
They snuck in there with a triple. Nice.
Triple.
I haven't heard from the T-Rex in a while.
Yeah. They used to keep me alive.
I discovered them after that, after Mark Bolan had died when I was a kid. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I had a double CD of them, and I used to blare it in my car to keep me awake driving from Boston to Philly and back from Philly.
That's good. That's good keeping awake music.
It is. It's definitely great keeping awake music. You sing along with it. You look like a dick. What the hell? Get you awake.
And the words are kind of silly.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Well, I mean, if you're
driving over to, I'm driving over to Tappan Zee Bridge and singing that shit. Yeah. Find the art.
Okay, so I got the show done early today. So I go over and I check out the Goodwill. See what's happening, right? Got a couple of nice shirts. I usually find a shirt I like, you know?
Yeah.
So I got into a door, and I see this guy, and I'm like, oh, I know that guy. Who's that guy? Oh, shit. It's my dentist. My dentist.
You love this guy.
I love my dentist.
Yeah.
And
everyone should.
He smiles at. He looks like Dennis Weaver. He looks at me. He smiles. And he, well, hey, John. And I go, I've been avoiding you like the plague. Because he's been having to get my belt scraped, man.
You're breaking up right with the dentist.
Yeah. Breaking up.
I want to hear what the good doctor says.
I don't know if that's my phone or Blog Talk, man.
Eh? I don't know.
That's me Blog Talk. What the fuck, man? I don't know.
Sound good now.
Okay. So anyway, he's like, oh, now, I always tell my patients, if you see me out at Kroger or wherever, just a civilian. And then I go, no, I'm really going to make an appointment. He goes, don't worry about it. It's okay.
You're just a stink guy. Just a civilian.
Weird. He's such man. He's a kind, a dentist. I recommend him. Beauty. Oh, yeah. Okay, one more hilarious thing I did this week. I'm out on my daily walk, and they're putting in new, I don't know, drain lines or some shit. So they're tearing up all the driveways, sidewalks, and shit all down the street. Dumbass walking back, and I stepped right in wet cement, man. Ruined this whole fucking thing they had. Built. I was like, I'm like such a stooge. I'm like, jeez. Because they do such a nice job. I was watching them doing this concrete work, you know. These guys are like meticulously schmoozing this out, man.
How the fuck did you walk on? Don't they have some kind of thing there to stop you?
No. So, there's the guy. This one guy's going down spraying it, I guess. You got to keep it wet or, you know, whatever, while it's curing. And I said, dude, I just fucked up your shit back there. I'm really sorry. He's like, oh, it's okay. Thanks for telling me, man.
Yeah. Because any other jerk off would have walked out there and said, hey, look what you did to my shoes.
Yeah. None of got on the shoe. It was like I hit it right. It was up, you know, getting toward cured, and put a nice little dent in that. I tried to find it today when I walked past again. I couldn't see it. They did a nice job patching it. So.
Okay.
Strange. But that was embarrassing. Well, I don't know what was more embarrassing, that or the cops in my bedroom window. But it's a toss up.
You told the cement guy it's an accident. Then when he went back there, he seen the initial D written up by the shoes, right? Commodore Decker.
Decker
it's
was
an
here.
Accident.
Decker was here. Get that right, man. Shit.
Cops at the window. No, that's cool, baby.
So weird. You know, whoever thought being me would be so hard? I didn't, you know, and it just seemed like it would be easy, and then all of a sudden, there I was. This is the unintelligible Possum Hour, right?
Oh, okay, okay.
Hit it! Yeah.
Hillbilly Bear. Bear.
Hey, man, that makes sense that my sound's breaking up, right?
Yeah. Hey. Serendipity.
It's the unintelligible possum out. Uh-huh. The Friday possum.
There you go. It all comes together. I was just thinking, man, you're lucky you weren't shooting off a couple of knuckle babies when the cops were looking in your fucking window.
Ah, come on, that's for kids.
Explain that.
That's for kids.
That's
for
kids.
I can't. I swear to God, put my hands up, man. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, don't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shoot.
I'm alive, don't shoot.
Don't shoot my dog neither. But these were the local cops. They're cool. The city cops are the ones that were. Christ, they had one of our city cops was kicking some guy in the face they had on TV. Yeah. We got good cops in Whitehall.
Good.
Whitehall, cool. Cool cops. You heard it here first. All right. I apologize in advance for tonight's 3 minutes you'll never get back. That's all I'm going to say about it, because it's
okay. All right. It's volume.
It's wretched. 3 minutes. You'll never get back, lad.
I like China. I sell apartments for 10. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. Am I supposed to dislike them? Let's say China. China. Let's say I'm China. China. Let's say China. 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 I love them. China. China. China, 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 China.
Let me ask you about China.
China, 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 China. I love China. China all the time. I love China. China.
When was the last time you heard
China? China, 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 China. I love China. China all the time. I love China. China.
When was the last time you heard
China? China,
China, China.
I know very well. I know China. Very well, very well. I know China very well.
When was the last time you heard China?
China is the new China, by the way.
China, 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 China. I love China. China all the time. I love China. China.
When was the last time you heard
China? China, 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 China. I love China. China all the time. I love China. China.
When was the last time you heard
China?
When was the last time you heard
China?
When was the last time you heard
China?
When was the last time you heard
China.
When was the last time you heard
China?
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 When was the last time you heard
time you heard? What was the last time you heard?
China, because China.
China?
China.
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 I love China.
China all the time.
I love China.
China.
What was the last time you heard?
China?
China.
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 I love China.
China all the time.
I love China.
China.
What was the last time you heard?
What was the last time you heard?
I love China.
When was the last time you heard?
All the time.
When was the last time you heard?
I love China.
When was the last time you heard?
All the time.
When was the last time you heard?
I love China.
When was the last time you heard?
All the time.
When was the last time you heard?
When was the last time you heard?
I like China. I sell apartments for $10. I just sold an apartment for $15 million. Somebody from China. Am I supposed to dislike
China!
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
China.
Orange Mother Muffin.
I said, man. Orange Mother Muffin. I like that
one. Be better, better, good. Goody, goody, good, better. Goody, bed, better. Betty, bed, wetter.
You sound like,
okay.
You sound like Mother Victory from my old grade school.
I don't know.
She used to say, good, better, best. Never let it rest until the good is better and the better's best. Every fucking morning she'd say that over the PA. Now it's just in our head.
It's in your head, all right.
That's brainwashing, man. Right there. That's a fine example. Fucking none.
Oh, after I was at the thrift store, right? I got two shirts. Went over to the liquor store, got a bottle of Pig Nose Scotch whiskey.
Woo-hoo.
We now have 16 different kinds of scotch on the bar now.
All right.
I couldn't resist it. Pig's nose, I thought. Oh, and then I'm thinking on the way home, nah, you know what? I fucked up. Because I'm just buying a name, you know, a quirky name.
Sure.
Not so, Beaver Breath.
Oh,
I looked it up, man. High reviews, high marks, man, for London 5-year-old whiskey, so. And the price is right. So I'm going to look forward to that. We'll crack that open with some Skittle Bowl this week.
There you go.
Pig's Nose Scotch. Smooth as a pig's nose.
Go by the name.
But it's got a picture of a pig on it, man. It's cool or not.
It's just going to take a fucking cops to see that when they're looking at the
Well, that's what my buddy said. He goes, He goes, did they see the bar? And I went, nah, I don't think so. Jeez, green. Like, it's not illegal to have a fucking scotch bar in your house. But I guess that might lead to suspicion or something.
It's a good thing you woke up to see the cop there before someone took an axe to your front door.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Or went around back and shot the fucking dog. Fucking dead. All right. He's silent tonight because it's a thunderstorm and they freak him out. So he's hiding under the desk, poor sweetie. All right. Headlines. Cleveland, Ohio. This guy goes to court, right, for a traffic ticket, okay? And he goes up to plead his case, takes off his ball cap. Oops, dropped a bag of cocaine. Didn't notice it. Later on, the guards, like, sees this stuff on the ground, picks it up, and says, hey, what the hell? Hey, must have been an honest cop because he turned it in and they checked it out. They went, that's cocaine, man. Let's check the fucking tape because everything's on security footage. So
yeah,
they put a warrant out for this schmuckola. What the hell are you bringing coke into the fucking courthouse, dude? Schmuck deserves to get pinched, man.
He shouldn't even be wearing a fucking hat to the courthouse.
And I got the tea. Come on, leave it in the fucking pickup truck. You know, chucklehead.
Or finish it off before you go into the courtroom.
Snort that shit. For a fucking traffic. Now he's got drug charges. Nice jab.
I'm surprised someone's seen it. Actually, it's full.
Yeah. It just, you know, it must have been tucked in there. And bloop, bloop.
Oh, poor Sap.
All right. Now, that was all good fun. We all had a good chuckle.
Yes.
And we go over to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, geez.
You're an ape of the neck, buddy.
It's where it gets
violent. Did you see this fuck? Did you see 44-year-old Bruce Franklin?
Oh.
He was arrested this morning. After confessing to killing his wife and eating her flesh.
Oh. I think that's the law, right?
Oh, yeah. They got penalties for that. They were stuck in an elevator.
Oh, okay. It was survival.
It was survival. He's saying it's the fucking maintenance guy's fault. Not his fault. You know, hey. Him and his old lady, they was taking a leisurely ride up the elevator, and boom, yeah. So they were stuck in the elevator.
They got a little package. It could happen to anyone. We've all been.
Well, it was the express elevator, so they couldn't, you know, climb out or anything. And They were in there 3 days, for Christ's sake, okay?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I, you know, he could have hit the button and called the maintenance, but hey, he said, well, she looks kind of tasty, why not? So, he kept himself alive, the poor dear, by eating his wife.
What's his cat's name? I want to see where this happened in case it's the old hood.
This is Bruce Franklin. Bruce Franklin and his wife Janet Willis. I don't know why she has a different name, but yeah, he's
Google comes straight up. Bruce Franklin elevator.
I'll take the next one.
They're saying it's fake news, bastard.
He's holding the door open for. That's okay. I'll take the next one, Bruce. Okey-doke. I'll take the stairs, all righty? No, thanks. Sheesh.
Oh, Christ.
What the fuck, man? I mean, what the hell? What are you... Drink your own piss. Okay, first of all, you drink your own piss first, okay?
Uh-huh.
As disgusting as that sounds, it's survival. you know? And, I mean, you can live without food for 2 weeks, so, I mean, fuck it, man. You better lock that motherfucker up. Lock him up tight, is what I'm saying.
Don't lock him up with me, baby.
Three fucking days, you don't need to be eating people, dude. You know, I don't care how fucking hungry you are. Put that knife and fork down right now.
I give a pass.
To your side of the elevator, man.
Jesus. Your side of the elevator. You know what? That would have made a better episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show, the one where he was stuck in the elevator with Don Rickles.
Don Rickles eats Dick Van Dyke in the elevator. That'd be great. He's a little stringy. No offense.
Oh, Christ.
All righty. Now, you remember the guy we talked about him getting dragged off the plane, the poor schmuck? You know? They overbooked.
Poor schmuck. Oh, yeah.
The guy
that
got dragged off the plane, you know, for they overbooked.
The doctor.
And then there's been a couple more since then. You know, these airlines.
Right.
They're really getting a lot of bad press. Well, here we go. Here's more bad press. They were sending the world's largest rabbit from London to Chicago. Okay. Yeah. A 3-foot bunny named Simon. When they got to O'Hare Airport, they found him. He was dead in the plane's cargo hold. Simon, for whatever reason. But these fucking bunnies are huge.
Jesus Christ. It's like that movie. Like that Food of the Gods.
They're the leopards.
They're
the leopards.
Ralph Baker. Yeah.
They had a leopards. Jeez. Man.
Bunzilla.
I had a big one in the backyard. I thought that was big. What's he say?
I like the fact he died in O'Hare Airport. O'Hare.
Well, who hasn't, you know, when you think about it? Here's a guy. Here's a guy after my own heart. Did I give his name? No. 56-year-old man. Oh, Castile, his name. Michael Castile.
Oh, okay.
Good possum, man. He was he was arrested after he disobeyed police and ran into a burning building twice to save his beer.
All right.
Yeah.
We got,
that's my boy.
We got an attaboy? We got an attaboy yet?
We need one.
God bless this guy.
Sioux Falls. The Sioux Falls police tweet, one in custody after obstructing fire and police. It is not advisable to push past PD and fire in an attempt to, quote, save your beer, unquote.
I love it. Save the beer.
Oh, he also had a blood alcohol content level of 0.082. So
that helps.
Yeah, he's got bigger fish to fry now.
I'll tell you what, though, man. Over 18 years ago, I would have ran into a burning building for one fucking bottle.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, Ma.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's the award for the stupidest people on the planet, I think.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking about the Trump administration.
Oh.
Where the hell is this? I think this is Ohio again. Okay, they're always in Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio. Gina Psychic Studio in Mentor. That's close to Cleveland. She was sentenced to 8 years behind bars Thursday for aggravated theft. Now, what she would do would convince people, like this one lady, she said her horses would die unless she paid off the psychic's Cadillac. And this lady falls for it.
Jesus, God.
She told a separate client that her house was in jeopardy of burning down unless she, you know, handed over big sums of cash.
This sounds like extortion. It sounds like she's threatening to kill the horse, threatening to burn down the house.
Who knows? She got Rolex watches, diamond rings, cell phones, cars. And the scam has run since 2001. Jeez. I guess they broke it up in the end of 2015. She's been cooling her heels, but yeah. Oh, jeez. The judge hit her with the maximum sentence. Good.
Oh, good.
Second-degree felony. Yeah. You don't deserve leniency, the judge said. You deserve to be punished.
I think the victims deserve to be punished,
too. I think the victims deserve a shovel to the head.
Yes.
Ow! And on that note...
Don't stop me!
Now, back to our show.
I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. She get me so blind I can see. Well, she's a black magic woman. She try to make the devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You might break up with my magic stick.
You put your spell on me, baby.
You put your spell on me, baby. You're turning my heart into stone. Well, I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Ooh, I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Stop messing around with your tricks. Well, 'cause she's a black magic woman. You might end up and break my magic stick. I need you so bad. Well, I want you, darling. Yes, I need you, darling. Yes, I want you to love me. Yes, I want you to love me, baby, all night long. Yes, I want you to love me.
Again with the fade out already. Again with the fade out, they go with the fading, the fading, the fading, the fading. I don't know. You know, I think it's unintelligible.
Yeah.
Whoa. Check out this. I got this. What is this doing here?
The BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing. It contains scenes of violence involving people's heads and arms getting chopped off. There are also scenes of naked women with floppy breasts.
Bitch! Suck my dick!
Or
cock!
Yeah!
Bag it!
All right.
Some say love.
Ah! Ah!
It is a
razor. Yeah! Bye!
Shit!
Some say love.
Retire. That guy was a fucking riot.
Probably because he wasn't making any scratch from the gig, man,
yeah.
You know?
And everybody else was.
Well, I ain't making no scratch off of him.
Yeah.
Man, next time I see him, I'm not going to be starstruck. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to give him my card, and I'm going to say, look. I know you're Tourette's guy. I live down the street from you. No fucking bullshit, man. I don't know.
That will
scare
him
off.
Yeah. That will scare him off.
Oh! I didn't want to mention this, man.
You should look in his window like the cop did you.
Stand there looking at his window. Well, see, I had a cooler. There was a cooler out on the front porch, right?
Yeah.
And the cop pulled the cooler over, stuck it under my bedroom window, and stood on that to look in, see?
Uh-huh.
And so I put the cooler, I said, get the cooler out of here. We don't want any... Don't want that happening again. Jesus God, man. I thought it was all over, man. I thought, holy shit.
This is it.
Going down, man. I'm up.
Yeah,
you know, yesterday I was a citizen. Today I'm a perp.
That's it.
But I didn't want to mention it.
I didn't do nothing.
Laying in bed. Doing nothing. And then there was this weird lady. I got Ted in. We crawled into bed. And this weird lady's on TV going, you know, the Muslims are running everything, and everything's for the Muslims, and Christians are being, you know, discriminated against at every turn in this country. And I'm like, what? This woman, shut up. This is the weirdest fucking surreal morning ever, man.
They
I didn't even know they had religious program. I must have leaned on the thing and changed the channel, because that should have been like, I don't know, like Steve McQueen or somebody, not Catherine Kuhlman.
Well, we get something called In Touch, where the preacher is up there. I forget what channel it is. Doing his bullshit.
And I also wanted to say Agent 3456 has graced us with their presence.
Hello, Agent.
Heidi ho.
3456.
Hoody ho. Heidi. Heidi ho ho.
Say hello to Milo for us.
Oh, great speaking Milo. Of God junk. And I did want to say this. Honesty
is always
the best policy. Don't get in that Ayn Randian total truth bullshit. Because it's not truth.
Yeah,
that's what fucked Scott Baio up. Okay? Just honest. Be honest, man. You know, be true to yourself. I had something, thing with my business hanging over my head for 2 weeks, and it was driving me crazy because I wanted to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
And I used the force, man. I was honest, and everything worked out cool, man. So honesty is the best policy. But
you
mentioned
go.
God. We mentioned the God boy stuff.
Yeah.
Here's that Joel Osteen.
I don't. Well, what about him?
Well, he's got this. He's got the curly hair, the wavy hair. And oh boy, got a beautiful smile on him. He's the most charming motherfucker. In fact, he might even call in the show Monday night. I'm thinking about it. Well, Joel Osteen. He's gathering up some money. He's been collecting millions and millions of dollars for decades now, do you understand? Because he's a holy man. He's so close to God. And Jesus. You could tell how religious a motherfucker is by how many syllables is in the name Jesus when he says it. Jesus. So this guy figures, all right, this, you know, internet troll schmuck. I love these people sometimes. This guy calls himself Joel Dongstein. Joel Osteen. And what he does is he retweets every one of Joel Osteen's tweets. Okay? Retweets every tweet, word for word, except where Joel, the real Joel, puts God... the name God, G-O-D, he substitutes your dick. Yeah. This is
Praise your dick. Praise your dick.
Okay, I'll put the linkage in there so you guys can enjoy this. Booyah. Oh, this is funny. Your dick is looking for people who can not only handle the blessing, but who can handle the burden.
Well, I'm happy to say that Possum Hour and RJ Kobe are now following Joel Dungstein.
Nice. You know, in tough times, your dick's favor causes you to overcome. Don't talk about how big the problem is. Talk about how big your dick is. This is probably good advice for Chachi, because I heard he's got a small little pecker now. So he says, your dick is bigger than anything you're facing. As long as you're in faith, all the forces of darkness cannot stop you. Magnify your dick. The bigger you make your dick, the smaller your problems will become. This is damn good advice.
Yeah.
Pay no mind to people that don't celebrate you. They don't control your destiny. Your dick does. Happens to the best of us. Well, you can enjoy the rest of that at your own leisure. We've got to pull.
I like that.
Because this is Friday Night Possum, man. Yeah. You got one more? You don't have to apologize for what your dick has done in your life. Where are your blessings? Well, you know, that's true, because I got two kids. You know.
Yeah.
Swinging a hot bat.
And God is yours to do. God sent him a tweet.
Here we go. As long as you're doing your best and honoring your dick, you won't need people's approval, because you'll have your dick's approval.
I like this guy. He's got real religious pictures up too. Like he's serious. He's fucking serious.
I love these guys. I love this guy.
Uh-huh.
What your dick started, he will finish. Nothing can stop what your dick has put in motion. Damn straight. Chew on that one.
Oh, Christ.
And grab your partner, because it's polka time.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Have you ever seen a romance that was as intense
as that between a boy cat and a girl cat on a fence?
They sing a song and do a cat dance
when the moon is new.
It looks like it's a lot of fun, so leave us try it too. Let's do the pussycat polka.
Polka!
Meow, meow, meow.
Me, you, and pussycat polka.
Polka!
Like a kitten, then we'll cuddle and coo. Let's end the pussycat polka with meow. Love you. With the mice away, the cats will play. They will sing and dance till break of day. Though the neighbors throw old shoes, pussycats don't get the blues. There are times when felines scratch and spit. Rip! Now and then they even throw a fit. But when all's said and done, it's all done in fun on the pussycat hit parade.
Let's do the pussycat polka.
One more thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Shit. He sounded like the Stranger, the Mumbler. Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. You're a special kind of stupid. He got invited to the White House. What did he say? You're a special kind of stupid. Oh, man. Dude is fucking out there, man. Psychiatrists are coming out of woodwork going, Danger Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Basket case on aisle
All
one.
Oh, the fucking sign.
I mean, you've got senility heaped on top of stupidity.
It's a good combination.
I think the biggest problem we have is we should try to pinpoint when exactly did Americans become stupid. Was it the microwave?
I think it was professional wrestling that did it.
Professional wrestling, because it was only like a decade and a half ago. Maybe there's like moron dust and there's chemtrails.
I blame cable TV and cell phones. And cell phone agents 3456. Cell phones
moron.
Cooking their brains. Ding.
Ding. I think she's right. I don't use cell phones.
I don't use these fucking things. I don't use them.
Yeah.
My brain good. Brain good.
My brain is
Many
bad.
Words say. Ngawa.
You might be on to something.
I don't know, Jack. You know what? I don't know. I don't know shit from school.
You're gargling again.
Ah! Damn
there you!
You.
You're better now. You're better
Unintelligible.
Now. You just
Unintelligible. Unintelligible. Damn, and see, you call the episode unintelligible. What happens?
That's what happens.
Half of it's unintelligible. Man. See.
So. I think it's something positive for next week's show. All right, there you go.
I think it's fucking Blog Talk Mall. I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't know.
They're trying to silence you, man.
I know. They
you
want me to
speak
shat
the
at.
Truth, sir. You speak the truth, King Osama.
Hey, man.
They don't like that.
The truth will set you free.
Ain't that the truth?
Boner hose.
Oh, there it is. There it is. I got my willing dancing.
All righty. Well, I want to wish you all a happy weekend. I'm going to see my sister-in-law tomorrow night, the saxophone player.
Oh, cool.
Way cool. Okay. Celebrate Jazz Month, the end of Jazz. That'll be National Jazz Day, I think, tomorrow.
Jazz Day is, it's the 30th.
Hmm. All right. I'm close.
Yeah.
But her band's Les Lesbos.
Does your sister perform with her or no?
No. This is, her own joint.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Be fun. Hoping to get the boys, at least one or two of the boys along here.
Yeah.
Go on with this speech. All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all for coming. Sure was fun. Turned out, Even with the unintelligibles. It's better, good, good, major, wow, wow. It's giddy up, go, go time. Nighty night, boo boos.
Nighty night, boo boos.
But that's what he says. That's what the dude says, man.
Yeah.
It's so great. Everything's so fucking great. No, you know what? I don't believe you anymore. I never did, but I mean.
Yeah.
Everything can't be great. Sometimes it's just, it doesn't suck, is the best you can say, right?
Hey, Christ, oh. That fucking chocolate cake was great. It was beautiful. Fucking chocolate cake.
I love the Boston's. M's. Two M's. You guys rock, man. Well, thank you, man. I'm glad you enjoyed the fucking show. It was a fucking pleasure to fucking do it.
Everett's Front Radio.
For you fucks. Oh, there you go. Everett's Front Radio. www.wru.org. 3 p.m. 3 a.m. Eastern. Jeez. Even Ted's still sleeping at 3. He doesn't get up for another hour. Man, I wish they had the Man from Uncle Marathon every fucking week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I only caught a couple this past weekend. Hey, what's on
I didn't
weekend?
Catch enough.
What are?
The Hams. Daily Paper or something like that, first edition. Or something like that.
Never heard of it.
It's a newer show. I'm sure it sucks. Cause,
I'm sure.
You know. Yeah, it's made anything after 1980 sucks anyway. Hey, thanks you guys for coming.
Jack.
You rock. You rock.
Hustles rock.
We got a roll, so.
Take those guys.
Energize!
She's always on the ball, man.
I love her, man. She's great. She's fucking great. All right. Hey, I got no gigs this weekend, man.
Huh?
The calm before the storm. My month of May is my money maker this year, I think. Woo! Right. Everybody wants to do shit in May this year. That's cool. But that means I see my sister. Well, sister-in-law, yeah, it's a legal marriage.
Yeah.
Counts?
Yeah, of course it does.
I don't know if her first marriage counted because they had to go to Maine to do it. But now that's like federal, right? Gay marriage is cool everywhere.
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah. Pretty sure it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at Obama, did so many fucking cool things, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I wish he
yeah.
hadn't been a tool for the fucking military-industrial complex so much. I mean, he pretty much continued the Bush doctrine. But he did a lot of good shit.
He did.
And I think he gave a shit about people and stuff.
See, yeah, it's a good thing Waltie ain't here. Waltie would have an argument with you. He didn't like
it. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I know. I mean, I wasn't his biggest fan, mind you, but, you know, I mean, yeah, of course the current president cares about people that are related to him. That's about it. You know, you see their tax shit, dude? They're like, oh, yeah, they're going to take away the IRA tax write-off. Well, gee, that only affects, like, middle class. Thank you. All this other bullshit. Now, that's out now. But Spicer said that at one point. They're just, it's like the crappiest, shittiest things they can think of to do, they do. You know?
Yep. I hear you. They're fucked up.
Unintelligible. Unintelligible.
I hear you.
Well, I got Chachi for you at least.
Don't get me fired up.
You do not like Chach.
Not even a little bit.
That's a blood feud.
I kind of surpassed my feud with Tom Cruise.
And the Dutch.
Yeah, the Dutch.
Maybe not the Dutch. Maybe not the Dutch.
Nah.
Yeah. Hey. So shall we exit stage left?
Yes. I got a car to burn.
Sounds like a wiener. Where's Tommy at, man? Tommy. Happy birthday, Tommy Newsom.
Yes, Tommy Newsom. I should have told you that in a private room. I'm glad you've seen that from the Gumby thing.
Yeah, man. Fucking Tommy Newsom, man.
Yeah. As I was writing his birthday for you, as a reply to you, I'm thinking, why the fuck did I tell him in advance?
Well, it was jazz month. I tried to get my sister to record something, but she just couldn't get around, didn't get around to it or whatever. And she said the other day, you still need that thing? I went, well, I only got one more show in jazz month, so don't worry about it. You know? So she wished, but I think I'll speak for her when I say she wishes everybody a most wonderful National Jazz Appreciation. Indeed.
I'm gonna have to post some of her videos. The Gumby. And why not? And Grenache too, why not?
Hey man, whatever man, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, man? It's all fucking good. As long as the cops aren't waking you up at 7 AM sticking your head in the window. I swear to God, I thought I saw a gun. You know, I don't know what it was. He had the hat on, I guess, or something. I just put my arms up in the air, dude. I swear to God, I'm like, Don't shoot.
Always assume.
Don't shoot.
Yeah.
Don't shoot.
On the Grenache, I posted Joel Songstein's Twitter account. What should I write as a headline?
Now there's a guy that's making America great again.
Uh-huh. What's a good guy to quote? May your dick be with you. Your dick, America. Your dick bless America. No, I don't think so.
Your dick bless you.
And your dick we trust.
Say goodnight, okay. Everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Yogi, Yogi, Yogi. Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's hair. At a picnic table you will find him there, stuffing down more goodies than the average bear. He will sleep till noon, but before it's dark, he'll have every picnic basket that's in Jellystone Park. Yogi Bear lives better than a millionaire. That's because he's smarter than the average bear.
Governor. What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!